In Jesus' name, we have prayed. All right. So we started off last week looking at overcoming challenges. Abi, now, yeah. We're looking at overcoming challenges. Can we say that together? Happy birthday, Elizabeth. We're looking at overcoming challenges. Amen. Right. And I think the first thing that we said was that challenges don't come from God. Right? Huh? Is that what we said? Yeah, that God's thoughts towards us are good. Can we say that again? Can you say it with energy, our life? Yeah, that God's thoughts towards us are good. Where's Mr. Aaron? Coin. Where's Mr. Off Toby? So, God's thoughts towards us are good. Can we say that one more time? Off Ben. Can we say it one more time? Are good. Okay? And what it means is that God does not give us wahala. Amen. When God created the world, He created the world for enjoyment. Okay? Are we together? Enjoyment in a godly sense. That God doesn't give people trouble. And even till now, God doesn't give people trouble. When God is troubling you, it's actually you that wants to run away from God. That's the trouble. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. If God says, marry this person, He's telling you to marry the person because that is the best person to marry. Huh? Even if it's dark and you don't like dark men, you like yellow. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
but then, as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. You like yellow women. You love the willow girl. That's a very fast answer. You go far. So, even though you can want your own thing. You know, everybody wants their own thing. Abino. And everybody has their will. I mean, and everybody. Everybody has what they like, what they don't like, you know. And our will is different from God's will. Do you know that? Huh? Do you know that? Yeah, our will is different from God's will. You know, as human beings, we have the capacity to determine our fate, the choices that we make. Amen. We have that independence. Human beings can say we want to be independent from, and our will is all to us, you know. Do you understand what I mean? Our will is like the core of us. Nobody likes it when their will is being trampled on. Are we together?
Yeah.
Am I saying the truth? You know, I remember one lady like that. She said she wanted to go to uni. Parents said, no, you're going to Akwa Ibom. the thing caused fights. You know, they said, no, I want to go to Unilag. It's my will, my choice, you know. And the lady now came to talk to me, you know. Now, my parents are wicked, you know. Now, they don't care for me. Praise God. Guess what I told her? Huh? No, that's not what I told her. Guess what I told her? I said, when you start paying school fees, you have a choice over the school. Huh? But as long as you're not the one paying your school fees, you can have an illusion of. Are we together? Meaning, you know, there are things people can show you, and they say, choose now, but it's not really a choice. But they just say, choose now, but it's not really, you know. So that's why I told her. You know, which is very frustrating. You know, back in the day when I was not as knowledgeable as now. You know, that will have been a serious dilemma. You want to do tech, your parents want you to do law. You know, and then maybe 5 years ago, if you came to meet me, I said, The heart of the king is in God's hands. Let's pray. This mic, is it good? Is it good? It's not doing like it's good to me, but so, I guess stay with me. Yeah, please stay with me. Stay with me. So, maybe 5 years ago, I'll have been like, you know, you need to pray to stand your ground. Amen. But now, with more maturity, I've discovered that if you are someone that had sense, your parents will never have told you what to study. I know people don't agree with me. It is well. Huh? You know? It's not everybody that they can tell who to marry. By the time you look at the face. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now I know that most people that come with that problem, their first challenge is that they are unserious people. They are very, very unserious people. You understand? That's the first issue to solve. And then that issue, you don't solve that issue in 2 months. Let me leave. So, your will is your own. And your will is separate from God's will. So, when God is doing his thing, it might look like wicked. Hallelujah. Why? Because God's will is separate from yours. And because of how our nature is all about preservation, you know, once you are not having your way, it's a very difficult thing to go through initially until you get used to it. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It can be a very difficult thing to go through. But if you're going to deal with God, you're going to understand that God's will for us good. Can we say that? Yeah, yeah. God's will for us is good. And God doesn't bring trouble. You know? The people that God brings trouble to is later on that God will start showing. But as long as we are his children, he's not bringing everything that he's doing is for our own good. This is why, you know, God is the one that distributes us. You know, there's a difference between your genetics and your spirit. Your genetics is how you came up, meaning physically you look like your father or your mom, but that's different from your spirit. Your genetics is predetermined by men. Abina, it's men that determine the genetics. For instance, you will look like your parents. That one is based on your dad and mom coming to make you. But your spirit is coming from God. Praise God. Are we together? Huh? Your spirit is coming from God. That one is determined by God. Amen. And that one is, it is God that distributes it. Okay? So God is the reason why you are born in Nigeria. God specifically looked at you and said you'll be in Nigeria. If you ever are saying, God, why did you not give birth to me in Netherlands or something? Yes, you're asking the right person, you know. God is the one that distributed the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So tell yourself the truth. Is God not wicked? No. Like your church might, you know, why is God choosing some children to enter into poverty and some children to enter into wealthy home? Do you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever thought about it before? Those of you thinkers. You know. Thank you. Have you ever thought about it before? Why did God bring me family? Why am I suffering? Amen. It is God, though. It's God that did it. The wisdom. But even in that distribution, I guess that's one thing. Even in that distribution, he was still doing it from the basis of good. Because you see, the way God thinks is that God doesn't think in circumstances. God thinks. Are we together? Am I boring you? You're doing like I'm boring you. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So what did I say? Yes, God thinks in purpose. He doesn't think in circumstance. Okay? Praise God. You people are not seeing me today. Praise God. The next time you give me low energy, everybody will stand up. I will preach standing up. So, what did I say? He thinks in purpose. So God doesn't look at the circumstances around someone's birth. That is why Jesus was not born in a palace. Amen. The importance of Jesus is not where he was born, it's the purpose that he had. Are we together?
Yes.
So purpose nullifies beginning. Are we together?
Yes.
Because God has given everybody a glorious purpose. Okay? Say, I have a glorious purpose. Yeah. I'm doing a recap, although I'm adding one. So, we all have a glorious purpose, and that's how God sees us from. So God doesn't think in terms of challenges, circumstances. In fact, the tougher the circumstance, the greater the purpose. Amen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
What did I say? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that is really how it is. So, even in the distribution of human beings to family, God is thinking in terms of purpose. There's nobody here that doesn't have a glorious purpose. Are we together? Yeah. There's no one here that doesn't have a glorious purpose. But you might have a terrible upbringing, you know. And that's why, permit me, that's why I want you to grow up quickly so that I don't be doing lots of emotional massaging. Okay? Are we together?
Yes.
Is it when people are not, they'll be doing lots of emotional massaging, fearfully and wonderfully made, all this kind of. Amen. Are we together?
Yes.
I've never seen a challenge in life that the solution was, you know what I mean? Maybe you're depressed. Someone will be encouraging you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe as a lady, you think you're too fat or something.
Careful and wonderfully made. You'll be eating the
pounded yam. Yeah. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah, gluten. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But you see, the way the mind works, and human beings are very, which is one of the things we look at. Human beings are very. Are we together?
Yeah.
As a woman now, how do you have a good body? The woman should talk now. If you want to have maybe a slim, in shape body. No, talk loud now. Talk loud. Someone should give her the mic.
Work out and then you have a really good diet.
Okay. Any other person?
Just like Chisoma said, have a really good diet. What you eat is what you are.
All right. So, as a woman, if you want to have to admire, at least your best chance is to eat well and work out. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you see women that have bad bodies being sad. I'm saying that you should talk to me nicely. Amen. Amen. So you see someone, for instance, that is will be saying things like, you're being. Amen. Abby? Now, what do you want? You want slim and sexy. Abby, no. I'm not saying that's what you want. But you'll be emotionally angry with other people. Okay? If I can even be blaming, you know, some people say things like, I have big bones. You know what I mean? I've heard. Whereas all that emotional discussion is not needed. What is needed? What is needed is the conviction to exercise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, when the mind is not ready to overcome the challenges of life, you have to do lots of massaging. In fact, you have to do lots of International Women's Day. You have to do plenty of things to massage people's ego. You have to let people know that you care for them. In fact, you have to be sensitive around people because human beings are sensitive. Okay? But you will not be sensitive in Jesus' name. Amen. So, God thinks good thoughts towards us. That's the first thing that we said. So problems, the challenges of life are not coming from God. God is not playing do with our lives. Amen. Amen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
God is not playing ludo with our lives. Huh?
Yes,
that's not God. If you have that image of God, it's wrong. God is very purposeful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The apostles had to say that, look, see, when tempted, I think that's James, when you're tempted, don't God. Because, you know, even till today, many people, you know, you see, they'll catch somebody, ritual killer, you say, Satan that made me do it. How many of you have watched, can you wake him up? How many of you have watched, you know, when they catch the arm robber, you say, Satan. Yes, right. It's Satan that made me do it. Hallelujah. Some can even blame God. You know, some people will say, God, you know, I wasn't, you know. Hallelujah. So, God's thoughts towards us are good. This is the fact of over challenges. Pastor, are you okay? The foundation of overcoming challenges. God's thoughts of the problem. Amen. No matter how deep your problem is. You know, by problem, I don't mean you didn't pass your exams. I'm talking about a serious, serious problem. You know, that one too is a problem, but it's not as serious as... So where do problems come from? What we said was that problems come from... Where did they come from? From men. From men and Satan. When men and Satan do collabo, they produce wahala. Okay? And men are equal partners. I don't think that Satan is doing more than men. Hallelujah. Are we together? Satan is not doing more than men. Huh? Man is an equal partner in evil. In fact, there are many things that we are saying Satan is doing that is not Satan. It's men. Are we together? Men imagine sin. Men create new types of sin. In fact, there are things that men will do. Men will say, Satan, come and join us in this work. Hallelujah. So men are not innocent like that. So, this is one of the things that we'll look at with teaching proper. Then we said that mental place, when we look at the problems that men, the first is the one that yourself. Alright? You guys remember? Everybody stand up, please. Even the standing up self is sluggish. Is it because of the evangelism? Are you tired? Well, none of you came for the evangelism. But yeah, everyone stand up. Oh, stand up. What was I saying? Attention. Okay. So at least my instincts were correct. What was I saying? Huh? Sorry, say that again. So I was talking about how men, as men, the first or the major limitation that we place on ourselves.
Hallelujah.
The major limitation that we place comes from us, ourselves, essentially. Okay? When the mind is limited, that can break that boundary. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is the reason, I'm no more confathers and everything. But this is the reason why prayerfulness does bring you out of poverty. Okay? Some of us have parents that are very prayerful, but are still very poor. Have you now? The reason is because the prayer can't do more than what the mind. There's nothing in your life that will happen more than what God told Abraham. He said, look, as far as I can say, I'll give it. Are we together? So, it is very encouraging, actually, that the limitation of your life is primarily from your mind. It's very encouraging. Because what it then means is that it is not very expensive, your limits. Are we together? Are we together? Huh? What it means is that it is not very expensive, is your limits. Because it is within your control. So your life can change. Can you say that? My life can change. that is purely within your own control. So you're not as powerless as you might think you are, which is one of the many lies of Satan, that you are helpless. Are we together? The major lie of Satan that you have to not believe is that you are helpless. Nobody is helpless. Hallelujah. You know, it's that thinking that kept that man by the pool. He said, I have no one to help me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the version of I'm waiting. I have an uncle to get a job for me. That's the modern, you know, I have an uncle. So if I can learn apprenticeship of with him in Kano. Hallelujah. Okay. So it is very encouraging. I want you to see this. The greatest thing limiting you is your mind. Hallelujah. Don't see it as a bad thing. See it as a good thing. So you can radically change the trajectory of your life if you change what's happening on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That's why it's important to change what's happening in your mind. Okay? Very important. A quick trick at your age is to be an absorber of correction. Take correction. Take feedback. Okay? Don't be too sensitive. Enjoy taking. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You want to sit down? It's not punishment now. Is it punishment? Are you thinking I'm punishing you? No, I'm not punishing you now. I'm doing the thing that your body would respond to now. I'm not punishing you. You're behaving like people that were sleeping. And when someone is sleeping, you tell the person to stand up. You get. So I'm not punishing you. Punishing you. Amen. If you want me to go and tell someone to play piano, is that what you want? You know, so that the rhythm will be smooth. It'll be like, wow, this word is a powerful word. Wow. So please listen to me. I'm not punished. Standing up can't be punishment. That's not punishment. So maybe the punishment is the dryness of the word. Slow. You know, I'm taking my time. Maybe that's the punishment. What was I? Yeah. So just a quick tip. Just embrace correction. Don't have a sensitive heart for feedback. Many people frowning face. You just be laughing. Okay, what have you done with your life? You're frowning face. You know, you understand? Huh? So don't be proud. Okay? Can you tap your chest? I won't be proud. Yeah, don't be proud. It's very sad. You see people that have not achieved that. You get. That one is sad. That one is very sad. And poor people are usually the proud. Are we together? Huh? Poor people are usually the proudest. You've not seen oppression like a poor man's oppression. You know, when a poor man is oppressing someone that's poorer than him. Some of you have done it now. Some of you have done it. You have to be saying, blood of Jesus. What kind of oppression is this? So anyway, that's that. Then the second place, so that's the first place. So you are like, you can be your major problem in life or your major driver in terms of advancement. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Can be your major or your major advancements in life. Okay? You get. So it's about the mind. Don't be satisfied with the way you are thinking now. I'm telling you, you know, there's nobody here that is thinking. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. None of you. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If you are thinking right, you will not need. Well, that's never. I can show you the practical areas of your life where. Okay? And that's why we are patiently coming to church so that we can rearrange. Amen. It takes a while to change you to sheep. Normally, you start as goat. some level of brokenness. Then even that sheep, there are levels of the sheep than others. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And some people are good here. Anyway, we'll look at that later in this teaching. Then the second type of, or from men, so we're not looking at how men bring challenges. So you yourself mind. Then there are also men that bring challenges in the forms. Let's read Jeremiah 17 verse. How men, external men, that's not you. Men, external. By men, I mean men and women. I just mean human beings. So Jeremiah 17. Can we read together? You can sit down. You can sit down. Please don't say thank you because I was not punishing you. Please sit down. Can we read together? Amen. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately weak. Who can know it? Okay? This is not a very good statement on man. Are we together? It's not a very good statement on man. Man's heart is deceitful of all things. So, natural state of mind, deception. Amen. Are we together? Yeah? It's the reason why at your age, you're already telling me it's natural. You will just, I love you. Even though you don't really love her, what you love is her bum bum. Are we together? I love you. Are we together? Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? You will say, I love you. But it's not really her. It's her body. Do you understand? Huh? Now, imagine there is no teenager that when he says he loves a girl, he's telling the truth. There's not one in the entire world. Are we together? You can't find one. Have you thought about that? You know, how many teenagers are in the world? Billions, you know? All dating, you know?
Americans are funny people.
America is to follow. You know, they were talking as a youth. I just laughing throughout the summer. In fact, I was seeing the white lady. She was just, you know, you're dating. You ask yourself, who am I? You know, I'm like, ah! Able people. You know? There is not one teenager that is telling the truth when they say I love. So, it's very possible that, you know, and that's why in the dating game, everybody is saying it now. You know, you won't know because you're not in that game. I hope you're not in that game. But if you're in that game, one of the things you would, one of the phrases that you would be familiar with is that there's nothing in the streets. The streets is wicked, you know, something like that. In the Nigerian dating scene right now, there's no, it's in a scatter. There's no mercy. It's all a game of deception. Are we together? Are we together? So that's just an example, right, of the heart's deception. I mean, mankind's nature is naturally deceptive. It's the reason why some of you even greet me in an expressive way, even though that's not really your heart. The adult, let's greet them like this. But from that greeting, you can go to your boyfriend's house. Understand? Are we together? One of the things you will notice is that, you know, occasionally you see, you know, when you become a pastor, you understand. Yeah, some of your church members will be half and half. Some of them will be fully inside. Those that are half and half and fully inside, they greet the same way. They come to church early. You know, they are doing the same thing. You just notice, you're still in the world. They are still doing the same thing. Why? Deception. Are we together? In fact, some of the people that are even having three boyfriends. You know, I don't know who is having three boyfriends there, but you might eventually be shocked because it might be the person, you know, sitting at the front. You know, in fact, one of the ways to know that somebody is not following God eventually as they gain wisdom is that the person is very hyperactive in church. Are we together? Maybe the person wants to be seen. Eh? He will carry a drum of water during service. He will carry it to this side. you know, you can, you know, from choir, you go to sec. You know, those people are usually the ones that are impregnating women up and down. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. I'm serious. One of the signs that somebody doesn't know anything about serving God is that they want to be visible. You know, they want to be the one carrying the church on your shoulder. So that's the nature of hearts. And that's why in church, many people are burnt because of human nature. Okay, if you don't understand deceptive nature of man, you will turn into, like when men show you shege. Are we together?
Yes,
eh? When men show you shege, when some girls show you shege in life. Remember the topic is what? Overcoming challenges. I'm teaching you so that you can be equipped. Okay? If you don't understand this, that men are deceptive. What men will do to you? Amen, my friend. Abby? You know, even myself, I remember coming to work one day, I saw her with her boyfriend. I was like, wow, is this your boyfriend? Wow, okay. Happy to meet you. You know, thinking that he had the babe that he was planning with. Amen. Are we together? And a very earnest young man, you know, you buy her gifts, cash to take her out, you know, working hard to impress his lead. As I eventually found out that this girl is sleeping with like three of the other in the office. In fact, some even caught her. You know, one day everybody had gone. Another ogre. You know. All married men. Okay? And if that guy just made the mistake of saying, will you marry me? Should I say yes? No. Not only would she have said yes, it's very possible that one of the ogres will be chairman of the occasion. And he will come that day. You know, you spray our money. You understand? He wants his heart won't pain him that. No. He will come that day. You say, I'm the chairman of the location. In fact, when he sees the young man, he will shake. Oh, yeah, very good young man. Take care of this girl. Are we together?
Yes,
Christopher, it's only like Nollywood, are we? No, as you grow older, you see that Nollywood is real. You know, seeing lots of Nollywoodish. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, you know. But that is how life is. Praise God. Huh? I'm taking my time so that everybody will understand thing. And I'm saying it in a very I hope you will appreciate this. You know, because that's another deception. When people don't want to hear, they will go and pack complicated teaching. Are we together? So you need to understand that men are naturally deceptive. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you understand this thing, you will also understand why you should not. You see, all sin is introduced by men. Are we together? It is another man that will come and tell you, let us do this thing. Okay? Now, when that approach is made, are we together? Are you hearing me? When that approach is made, the approach should never be made from the perspective of destruction. Amen. It will always be like a joke. Do this. Eventually, you will ritual. It will never be presented as destruction. Okay? Sin is never presented as destruction. Are we together? When men present, it is always enticing. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs 1. So you see what I'm talking about. Proverbs 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father, forsake the law of your mother. For there will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not what? Yeah. So sinners don't come with red face. Sinners come with enticement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? So why do you need to be wary of men? Because the men that are going to be used by the devil or will to derail you or to bring sin to you, whenever a man is involved in that operation, he's going to be deceptive. Are we together? Are we together? It's going to be deceptive. So you're going to need to understand so that you are not easily enticed. I hope you don't think what I'm saying is nobody here has outgrown this thing. No. There's nobody here that is that will seduce you 100%. There's nobody that is that. And it's not because you can't be. Actually, you can never be. Okay? You have to be careful. Do you understand? So, my son, if sinners entice you, do not do not what? So you should already have a guard that when enticement comes, I have a... Let's go on. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lock secret innocence without cause. Let us swallow them alive like sure and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our... Casting your lot among us, let us all have one pause. My son, do not walk in the way with their foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, kiss to shed blood. Now go to 15. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Are we together? Are we together? Keep your foot from their path. Okay? So, the way you deal with these men, external men that bring the enticement of sin, is to purposely not walk in the... Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Is to purposely not walk in the way. Meaning, if you're using Ivenagbo, you use Suleabore. Do you understand? You have to separate yourself. I hope you don't... Ah, man. I just hope you don't think what I'm saying is stupid. You know, I know maybe you might be talking, maybe you're expecting that we challenge you. I should be talking about how do you make money in life. I've told you, these are the major sources of challenges. Number one, you yourself as a man. Number two, other men. Okay? So you have to be somebody that emphasizes the path of righteousness and walks on that path with similar. Okay? Many people play both sides. Are we together? This is the problem. Many people play. They want to be with Jesus. That one is not. They still want to play both. It brings a lot of challenges. Amen. It hinders your growth and your cycle. Okay? If something was meant to be taken care of in 5 years, with the wrong crowd, you can extend to it. Are we together? Huh? Instead of worrying about, I need to make money next year, have the right friends. Okay? So keep your foot from their path. Can we say that together? Can you say it well? Keep your foot from their path. These are the things that I learned when I was younger. You know, these are the very important things that I, very important, like, if you want to say, Kenny, why are you the way you are today? It's because of things like this. So it's not all, I want to see third heaven. You have to have this wisdom. Are we together? Many people are just stupid. Many people don't know where they are going. You know, any church program, they will go. Are we together? Yeah? Anywhere, though. There's something they are doing there. Do you know many people don't know? You know this lady, you know the lady I was talking to you about that was sleeping with? You know, one of the conversations I had was with a female friend, that lady from that interaction. And we're having a conversation, and I don't know, the conversation I entered that. Then I now made a statement. Can this girl visit? It will never happen. you know, I just understood that, you know, husband, you know, very wise girl. Is wise. But you see them, they are close, because the reason why I said it is that in the office they're close, like, you know, best friends. But lady was wise to know that this one is Offrey's best friend to your house, because this woman, anything, she has no inhibition. She's ready to sleep with her father's, you know, this one is streets. Are we together? And there are many people that have friends that are streets. You know? They think that because they are singing in church. You know, for instance, many people don't even know that. Not everybody in church. Many people don't know. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Many people don't know. Just best. Many ladies, for instance, now, if one brother, she say, come to my house, they will just go to the house. Are we together? Eh? I'm serious. He's a church. Many people have entered into sexual sin because of private prayer meeting. You know? And I'll tell you now, men are deceptive. The boy that wants to sleep with him too, he'll deceive himself. He'll say it's for counseling. He wants to sleep with you. Every man knows, you see, sexual sin is planned, pre-planned. It's a pre-planned kind of sin. It never happens spontaneously. What you have seen in a movie is not true. Every sexual sin is you play it out in your mind first, then you do it. There's nothing like we just had chemistry. It just happened. That can be said, but that's never what happens. So you will see guys in church, they will just say, you know, it's for counseling. But he knows what he wants to do, but he's deceiving himself. The girl too knows what she wants to do, but she'll say, you know, it's prayer, let us go and, you know, I had this challenge, I have this problem. Yeah, it's a turn to kiss. Okay? Now, what I'm saying is not a rare occurrence. Amen. Some of you here are already thinking it. Okay? Are we together? Yeah. It's not a rare occurrence. I've told you, I'm not the kind of person that lies to people. Are we together? Some of you here are already imagining someone else. Okay? Let me just put it that way. Okay? Now, the solution is to first not deceive. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't deceive yourself. You have to remove yourself from the nature of man. Always, the same light that God has shown you to yourself, shine that light in your heart. Clear with yourself, so that you know if I want to sin, I want to sin. If I don't, and then also be clear with other people. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So don't exist with other people in assumptions, you know. Be very clear in terms of what you are doing. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It's very simple, but it will save you a whole lot of stress. You see, ladies, be entertaining a guy that is not meant to be a friend. Huh? Maybe because he's buying credit for you. Or because of something. You like the attention. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So a Christian lady will be entertaining boys that... Why? Deception. Everybody's deceiving themselves. Are we together? If you're me, shout hallelujah. Okay? Everybody just playing game. You should live a life where everything is clear. In fact, that's why even me personally, it's not a rule, but even me personally, I don't like hiding read receipts in chats. I want you to know that I read your message. That's how I don't want to deceive you. You understand? Eh? I purposely read your message. I purposely did not reply. You understand? And I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying that you should have a heart that is that forthright. And I'm not hiding anything with anyone. There's nobody that I'm running away from. If I don't have money to pay you, maybe I borrowed you money to pay back, I will tell you straight up, Oga, I don't have to pay you back. Give me one more week. Not that I'll switch off my phone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? So I have no reason to hide. Everybody knows. The people that have not read their message, I've not read their message. The people that have read their message, I reply. You know, some of you now, I read your message, I didn't reply. Are we together? And I appreciate if you like be angry. Be angry at me, yes. You know, it's better. Not that you'll be thinking, did this guy really read the message? Be angry at me, it's better. You understand? Be angry. It's a better state of. You understand? Say no deception. No deception. Is this deception thing that will make people not slap people when they say they want to sleep? Secretly considering it. You see, anything that you cannot shout against is because you are secretly considering it. Are we together? Yeah? Are we together? Yeah, that's the truth, though. There's a lady that was being harassed by her boss, and she came to tell, you know, and one of the first thing I told her was that you need to violently address this thing, because if you keep hearing it, you will eventually sleep. Okay? It's the way the soul is. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. If maybe I come and meet you and say, you know, I want to take you out, I want you to be my girlfriend, you eventually do it. Okay? It's the tried and tested method, pestering. Pestering works. That's why. And the reason why you have not shouted is because really one deep down, in one of the corners of your heart, you want it. Are we together? I can prove it to you now. If one random guy on the street should come and say, oh, maybe he says, I see teeth that is not there. How will you respond? Your face will do somehow now. You understand? So if you don't want it, you say, you clearly communicate you don't want. Are we together? Yeah. So you need to understand the deceptive nature of men. By men, I mean men and women. Are we together? We need to understand it. Many people play with sin. Huh? And sin is the major reason why your life is not glorified. Okay? Iniquity. Are we together?
Yes,
huh? If you live a holy life, your life will be beautiful. Okay? Beauty is holiness and humility. That is beauty. When we say somebody is beautiful, it's because the person is righteous before the Lord. And it's... Are we together?
Yes,
In the spirit, it's like you are wearing a very fine dress. Okay, when you are saved, you are wearing a very fine dress in the spirit. Like literally, like, you know, we switch to spirit realm now. All of you, a fine dress. Very fine, like select gown, you know. And when you are upgrading in the spirit realm, that's beautiful. Hallelujah. Huh? Are we together? Yeah. Yeah. When you have a humble heart, when you love, that's what I mean by upgrading. Not when, but when you become more like Jesus, mean more beautiful. Let me say this thing. As you become more beautiful in this, godly people, you will also attract ungodly people. Are we together? Did you hear what I said? Yeah, you will also attract ungodly people. That thing is an attraction. Everybody likes it. So, even as a lady fans, one of the things you need to understand as a lady, you will always have men that will want to sleep with you. It will stop. Even the more holy you become. Okay? If it hasn't happened to you yet, it's just because God hasn't allowed it happen. Right? But it's not like even with all your clothes, all your Christian clothes, because that thing, it attracts. Are we together? And when men are too much in the way they can interpret it, is I want to sleep with you. Right. So, let's be ready for it. There's nothing you can do. Some of you will meet lecturers. Almost all of you will meet older men. At least one older man that will want to be toasting. You get? Are we together? As I'm teaching you this thing now, as I'm casually teaching you this thing, this is the reason why I'm teaching you this, so that you will be able to be equipped to meet life challenges. Are we together? Yeah. So, you will attract, that's the first thing. You will attract men as a lady. Even as a guy, sir, because these days, the desperation is too high. So, as a guy, you know, you will attract older women. I want to... Are we together? Yeah. I'm serious. I'm very, very serious. There's nobody that is exempt from... Even me, as they're looking at me, there's one where they're looking at me, like, God, this guy. Like, there's no, it's nothing. See, one of the things about Satan, you can't imagine it, Abby. One of the things about Satan is that Satan our people. So Satan doesn't respect your level. You understand? In fact, the more glorious he are, the more he wants to care. So it's not like it's only holy people that don't get. No. In fact, the more because he's a very troublesome person, very troublesome guy, Satan. So I'm serious. Trust. With all your anointing, there'll be one guy somewhere, one older, ugly man that is saying, you know, I want to be with you. Hallelujah. Huh? So expect it. People always, various kinds of troubles. There'll be the sexual, there'll also be the corruption part, bribery part. People always come to you. You know, people will come to you. Are we together? I remember one day when I was on my own. I was on my own, you know. Just some two random guys just came to me. They thought I was a Muslim because of the beard. And there was a mosque near. So I was actually, service had finished. What a Dankaro then. So me, I was waiting for bike. You know, my own. So two guys just came to me. It's like, you know, we're looking for power. We're looking for this thing. Looking to me. Wow. And I told them, but I'm a Christian. The shock on their faces, you know. So the point is that people will always approach you. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
People will approach you. Okay? That's meant bringing challenges to you. And you need to be aware of this. I don't want you to be weak. Huh? Say, I will not be weak. Victoria. Yeah. You know, Victoria, as your face is innocent, men will come. Are we together? So that you can have energy. You understand? Because if you don't have energy, if you're not crazy, huh? Are we together? If you can't have a crazy face, you will just be suffering for nothing. Amen. Men and women. The second thing that, so the first thing I said for women is woman. You see, you need to be very, every girl here, listen to me. One of the insults you chop in life is that you're sleeping around. If they don't tell you to your face, they'll tell you behind you. Okay. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. Just be ready for the insults. Everybody will chop. Every successful woman will chop them. Are we together? Either in your face, in your back. Are we together? Yeah, they are sleeping around. There's no. If person what now should buy Bentley, you know, as she's driving that Bentley, one girl in his mind will say, Nah, that pizza actually sleep with. That's how human beings are. Okay? So every woman goes through that. It's like a rite of passage. In fact, if men have not said you are not shower, it's almost like you're not great. Are the ladies hearing me? Irrespective, even if you are doing church, I'm telling you the truth. Even if you are doing church, even if you are doing this, whatever you are doing, as a woman becomes successful, part of the harassment that Satan wants to just harass you with is that men around you just sitting around. It's like a rite of passage for men. Okay? So expect that. Praise God. All right. Let me begin to round off. So now, I want to give you like 4 or 5 tips. Okay? I want to give you 4, how many tips? 1, 2, no, just 2 tips actually. I didn't mention Satan on purpose, but Satan also brings challenges. But let me talk about it. Now, the major, are you guys hearing what I'm saying? Okay. Are you blessed by this? Is this sobering? Okay. Is there, in, let me just say again, one of the also challenges that men will bring, accusation and mockery. Okay, now it's actually not an oppression. Everybody, please hear what I'm saying. Okay, now you would notice that the major things that make you feel down in life currently are coming from the words of other people. If you've not noticed it, start noticing it now. In the sense that no matter what you are going through, if you are the only one on earth, you won't feel so bad about it. Are we together? The reason why you feel bad about it, the reason why you are aware of your lack is what others have said. Are we together? Yeah. So it's the opinions of other people that is actually your problem. Amen. That's why when one is a child and doesn't yet understand English like that, children of poor people don't see themselves as different from children of rich people. They're all playing. Are we together? Yeah. But eventually, one day, the knowledge will enter a child that we don't have money. You know, that thing always enters one. You know, maybe for some of you, it's when you went to your friend's house and you saw that they have 3 TV. And you're like, wow. That is like, we don't have money. You know, that knowledge always enters one day. Right? So as you grow, that knowledge comes from other people. Other people communicate knowledge of lack to you. That's when you then begin to feel sad. You begin to feel like you're stupid. You understand what I'm saying, right? Now, this is actually one of the major works of Satan. Okay? Is to accuse the brethren. It's a major work. It's a major work. You understand, right? To communicate accusation through various channels, social media. And this accusation is one of... See, this thing is deep. It's so deep. Amen.
Amen.
The only reason why Nigerian babes are not... There is even in this... The reason why you're not seeing fake bomb everywhere is that Nigerian babes don't really have money like that. I'm telling you, if we had money, you'd be shocked the church girls, even in this our church, that would do fake bomb. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Don't doubt mankind. You see, I know what is in man. I study men. Eh? That's another level of warfare. You have to study men. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Eh? The reason why that thing, you're not seeing it everywhere, is that there's no money. If there was money for it, I'd be shocked. It would be shocked. Maybe she will not catch you to do bum bum. You do lips. Are we together? Eh? Now that thing is accusation. It's just communication through social media, everything. You're not fine enough. You're not beautiful enough. You're not fine enough. It's constant. Constant. Every day. You are not fine enough, beautiful enough. Now, when Satan has caught you in that sin, he can route you anywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Eh? He can route you. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So once you have allowed Satan to properly accuse you and you are his game, he will just route you anywhere. You understand? So if you don't want Satan to have a hold over your life, you have to disbelieve of Satan. Because you see, the thing is that you can't stop the communication of Satan. You have to disbelieve it. Amen. Nobody said it. Hey, you have to disbelieve it. Hmm? If you don't disbelieve it, you believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Meaning you have to reject it. Are we together? So you have to tell yourself, I reject. If you like, say it doesn't mean it bothers you. Are we together? There's nobody here that is exempt from it. The communication is unending. Through everything in the earth is communicating. It's just communicating. And it's accusation. You are not good enough, not worthy enough. You are not intelligent enough. Okay? You are not great enough. You are not smart enough. Everything is communicated. Even good things, self. Even what is supposedly good. Maybe 30 under 30. Forbes 30 under 30. You know, that thing is a massive... those things there. How many of you know what I'm talking about? 30 under 30 list. The 30 young entrepreneurs doing great things in the world. You know, all those things there. On the surface level is good, and I think the human beings have a good encourage the young people, right? But it doesn't matter. Satan doesn't care about those things. What people are really hearing is that I'm a failure in life. That's what people are really hearing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
right? In fact, whenever we that's why LinkedIn is just I've always said that social media website is but whenever you even see, maybe you see the CEO of Money Points, the company is now $1 billion. on the surface level, it's like, okay, let's celebrate young people doing it. But really, what is that we are all failures in life. Amen. How many some of you think you are a failure in life? Are we together? You will see 18-year-old, he wants to drive Lamborghini. He's saying he's thinking big. Huh? He says he's thinking big. If you talk, they will say you are limited. Are we together? Now, how we know that such thoughts are not common, which I can say with all sense of humility and seriousness at the same time. How we know is the desperation for money. That's how we know. Are we together? Is it when a man is assured that he's prosperous, he will be at peace.
Amen.
When a man is desperate for money, Satan is working with. Yeah? So that's how we know. Because we don't see the fruits of, all we see are the fruits of Yahoo. We see the, everybody wants to blow. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Everybody wants to blow. So even that communication has wrapped your generation. You are born in it. You are born in it. But you have to disbelieve. Amen. Amen. You have to disbelieve it. Okay? If not, it's an accusation of Satan. And you and God will always have issues. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
are you tired?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you tired?
No, sir.
Shall I end quickly?
No, sir.
Say your church point. Amen. You know? Isn't it sad? Amen. That's why all of us, we are working in progress. There's a lot of work to be done, I tell you the truth. There's a lot of work to be done. You know. What I'm telling you now is the most important thing that is going on in your life. All right. So, let me not go too much into scriptures, but that's how Satan accuses us, okay? He also accuses us with sin, all right? When the sin is too much, it will just bombard your mind with, you're not worthy. The solution is the blood of Jesus, but the solution is also yourself. Don't let the sin be too much. You know. So yeah, the blood of Jesus. So you tell, you say, you're a liar, I deserve it. You know, but yourself, after you have told him that, make sure that the sin is not too much. You understand what I mean? Right? The sin, everyday sin. You will never think you are worthy of good things. It's all good. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So don't play with sin, okay? It will affect your self-esteem, you get. When you sin too much, you will think you don't deserve. It's sin that makes women settle for useless. You get. You can't be sinful and have a good. Okay? Yeah. You would think. So I want to share two quick tips. All right, let's go to James 1 quickly. Now, what I'm teaching you will apply in everything that you are going through in life. You are born into poverty. You had accidents when you were, your face is ugly. In everything that you're not doing well in school, you know, all the things I'm teaching you applies to everything. So, go and apply it, okay? You know? Huh? I think you are. Amen. Anybody that thinks they are stupid is clearly. Okay? Are we together?
Yes,
all right. In James 1, let's start from verse 1. James, the bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 tribes who are scattered abroad, greet. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Stop here. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Now, Who likes challenges? If you like challenges, raise your hand. As well, okay, yeah, you remember that teaching. So, nobody likes, some people like challenges, right? But you get what I'm saying when I'm saying that challenges are not good things to experience, okay? So, your life situation typically is not good and there's always something better, right? But we see here James saying something that is very off. Amen. Amen. He's saying something that is very off. It's counterintuitive. It's not, Fever, you with me? It's not naturally how human beings will think. Okay? He's saying that we should count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Human beings don't think like this naturally. When you say there's test, everybody is sad. Okay? But what he's saying here is that when you hear your teacher say there's tests, that you should be happy. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. You see what I said? All of us are thinking like goats. Do you get my point? Because it's not that many human beings on earth that are happy when they see problems. Most people, once their transformer blows, it's sadness and anger. Amen. Huh? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If you can understand what I'm saying, you will go far in life. If you understand what I'm saying and apply what I'm saying, it's not amen. If you understand what I'm saying and apply what I'm saying, you will go far in life. Okay? That you should be happy when you see trouble. Amen. Look at your current trouble in life now. Your broke ass niggerness. You know? Look at that thing now. What the scripture is saying is that you should be joyful that right now you are broke. That's what the scripture is saying. Is that not what he's saying? That's what he's saying. That right now you should be joyful that you're experiencing brokenness. Amen. Yes, that's what he's saying. Count it all joy when you fall into various... When you get to that place and they say, this is not meant for you. This is only meant for so and so people. When you see that trial and they say, this is not... Your emotions might feel bad, but what should your mind do? Count it all joy. Eh? What should you do? Count it all joy. Amen. Okay? There's a reason why. Next verse. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Okay? So, the reason why you should be happy when you're going through challenges, those challenges, the soil for patience. The challenges are the soil for patience. Without those challenges, you can't have... Amen. And some of us are failing in life because we are failing on this test. Okay? Because you are not happy, because you are angry, that's why you are not yet overcome your challenges. Because you are angry about it. In fact, you're even prayerful. Okay? So you carry that anger to prayer. Are we together? But that's not the prayer that will make you. Because the point of the challenge, this is the reason why we have challenges. We have challenges so that faith can be tested and so that patience to keep going. Are we together? Eh? You see, anybody that will be good to. That's why one of the. See, the only sign, there's only one sign that you're going to be great. There's only consistency. No matter how talented you are, if you're not consistent, you will. So, that patience is the consistency of keeping at it. And the way that thing can be produced in you. Are we together? Huh? So your faith needs to be tested. When we say testing of faith, it's not like God or not. That's not God's concern. When we say God is testing your faith, what God is doing is that God is trying to cut patience. In other places, it's patience. Be patient. Okay? Are we together? In other places, don't be wary in doing good. Are we together? So the real test of life is, will you keep doing good even though... Are we together? Eh? Will you keep doing good? Is not conducive. That's the only test in life. Okay? And that's what all challenges are for. So will you be happy? Will you be joyous even when the opportunity... Are we together? Now this is the character that is required to overcome. If you don't build this character, be too angry in life. Hallelujah. Huh? When I say consistency, what do I mean, for instance? You and two of you come. Two of you come. You come. Stay beside you. Stay on the other side. Stay on the other side. Because you see, the way life is, let's just, you know, it's very possible, for instance, Deborah will see a dream and she will see wedding. You know, it's very possible. That's how life is. It's also possible that Victoria too will have the same dream. Same dream. Now it's very possible that men, and this guy is just chilling on his own. Now it's very possible that Deborah will go and meet Victoria. That when Deborah meets Victoria, Deborah will tell her that, God has just shown me my husband. God has just shown me my husband. And maybe this one has, you know, maybe Victoria, I don't know, never dream. I was since 5 years ago. You know, this thing has been in our hearts, you know. And God will now meet, you know, God has shown me my husband. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. He provides in due season. And then Victoria will now ask. Ask her, who is it?
Gabriel.
Don't do it. That's not it. So do dramatic. Do Nollywood. Like, you know, when you say who is it, you say it's Gabriel. Yeah, do something like that. Yeah.
Who is it? It's Gabriel.
Wow. You know? It's very possible, though. What I'm saying is not a far-fetched thing. It's a common occurrence in life. You know, it's very possible. These are the challenges of life. You know? Victoria will be there. They say, okay. You know. And then, come, both of you should come. Your face, come like this and face like this. And then maybe me as the pastor now come and say in church, you know, church, I just want to introduce the latest couple. They're getting married next week. You know, can we all rise up and celebrate Gabriel and Deborah? What a wonder. Everybody clap now. What a wonderful union, you know. And she'll be, wow. Then, to add, and all of this, nobody knows though, only her knows, that this is who has been dreams. And Deborah will now go and meet to be my bridesmaid.
I was made.
You know, you can go back to your seat. Don't clap. Now, if you have not built up, you see, when we say the challenges in life, you know, or you go through things in life. Now, if patience has been built up, what it means is that you won't stop saying, I'm happy for you. Are we together? Or you won't stop saying, thank you, Jesus. You won't say, thank you, Jesus, when things are good. And then when things don't go your way, you stop. Are we together? Now, two types of people. Some would start playing tantrums. You stole my boyfriend. You know, I've always known you. You're a very deceptive human being, you know. Another person can even, in that same church, would do bridesmaid. In fact, the best bridesmaid ever. In fact, you even know that, you know. Then maybe to add, you know, and, you know, you now do the best bridesmaid ever. Do the thing, dance, you know. The heart is spinning now. But the mind is like, is, are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay? That's how life is. Are we together? That one is even small, self. This one I'm saying is a small occurrence. Yeah. Do you think every church announcement, you think there's one guy in the auditorium that did not also have interest? So this one is a small, these are not even the major issues of life. All right? But the question is, if you have not built up character, Satan will come and meet you. It's because you don't have money. How will girl marry you? As you are like this, you're not handsome. Well, this church, you can't have a fine boy they're looking for. Your mind will start. But you see, to us human beings, you'll be in church, you know, if you're in choir, you'll be playing your piano, you know, you'll be speaking in tongues. Are we together? But deep down in you, you and God have a disconnect. Are we together? Yeah. That's why it says, don't be wary. Okay? Because doing good can have a weariness effect. Praise God. Are we together?
Yes,
you don't always get good feedback when you do good. Okay? You're not in a godly world. So when you do good, you don't always get good feedback. You do good at times and lose. Are we together? Huh? For the sake of good, you will lose. Huh? For the sake of good, good things will happen. At times, bad things will happen. Okay? So, you have to be able to count it all joy. Meaning, you have to separate outcome from what you are doing. So that you can allow patience to have it. That you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Amen. When it says lacking nothing, it's not a physical lack. It's mental lack. If in your mind you are not lacking anything, then you are not lacking anything. That's the way the mind is. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Huh? So if a guy doesn't have money now, and in his mind he's not lacking anything, even though his bank account is empty, he is actually not lacking anything. That's the way the mind is. But if a guy has 1 billion, and in his mind he's lacking something, then he is lacking something. Are we together? Are we together? So that's what God wants to build in you. He wants to build that kind of character. That's why you must go through challenges. It's not an if. The worst thing I can do to you is to say you will not go through challenges. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah? All this training I'm training you is so that you go through lots of challenges. Plenty. Through many challenges. Many. I'm telling you the truth. Are we together? Huh? I want you to go through many challenges. Plenty. I want you to go through more challenges than I... Yes. Understand? I want you to have challenges, God, like every day, new challenge. Because I want you to be victorious. Okay? So I want you to solve more complex problems. Are we together? So I'm not raising you to be a CC. You understand? I'm praying that at your next crusade, demon possessed will leave you and demon. Sort out yourself. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Huh? That was a challenge, no? You know, you do like you do like fever. You know that last global parameter. I don't know, maybe anointing was not working. Fever started. You know? You use everything. Are we together? I don't want a life of ease and comfort. It will destroy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you the truth. Huh? It will destroy. Some of you think your major problem is that you don't have money to buy Hollandia. Yeah. You think the problem of life is Hollandia. Yeah, it's Hollandia. It's nothing. Yeah. The problem of life is not Hollandia. I tell you the truth. The problem of life is plenty. There's plenty problem in life. There's problem. There's nobody here that has gone through problem. There's problem you will see like, this one is problem. So, you will have the capacity to be victorious. You have the capacity when you go through challenges. So you're currently going through challenges. Make the most of it. Count it all joy. Change. Begin to think on life and death. If anything cannot kill you, you should not trouble. Are we together? Turn suffering to pleasure. You understand? Turn hunger to fasting. That's the victorious mind. Not that you be hungry, you start being sad, and your face will change. Are we together? We learned how to live fasted life through hunger. It was not the will of man. It was the will of God. Are we together? If the will of man prevailed, we would have been eating 3-course meal. Are we together? Maybe 5, safe between 2 snacks. But in the days of hunger, we decided to still seek God. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
and so we learned how to fast. Amen.
Amen.
You understand? Okay? So that's what it means, turning to joy. Are you dead? No. Turn it to play. Turn it to excitement. You understand? Huh? When the work wants to kill me, I'll start singing that. I don't remember that song. Walk, 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 walk. Yeah. I'll be singing it in the office. Instead of being angry and frustrated, they want to kill me. Work, church work, office work, family work. I'll start singing. Walk, 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 walk. You see me, honey, walk, walk, walk. I don't know the song, so that's what I know. You see me, honey, walk, walk. You turn it to play. Instead of being angry, you get. Amen. That's how military people go through the stuff they go through. It's part of the military training. You know, that's how military people, they always sing songs. You know, it's part of the training. Let's sing songs together so that we're all suffering the thing together. Again, soldier, come, soldier. You know, why they are jogging, why they are beating their songs. Are we together? So have a sense of humor. Don't be too serious. Some of you, your face is too serious. Huh? You don't have money today. It's not a problem that has not been solved. Lack of money has been solved before. You understand? Your case is not unique. Are we together? Huh? Your case is not that unique that the whole world has to stop for you. Countless number of people in life have been raised in poverty, became rich. In fact, most of the wealth is created by first-time millionaires and billionaires. Are we together? Huh? Do you know that? I'm serious. Most of the wealth that is created by first generation. By third generation, most wealth has finished. That's the thing about life. By third generation, most wealth has finished. You know, the first generation will make the money. The second generation will enjoy the money. The third generation will finish. That's usually the way it is. So, don't be looking downcast. Have a strong mind. Are we together? You go through challenge, try again. Don't all this. Have a strong mind. The way you achieve things in life will. When you have a strong mind, it will even affect your body. You understand? So that's why God is allowing you to go through challenges. It's not because He's wicked, but it's because. Hallelujah. Except you don't want to be great. Except you just want to have 350,000 naira and Tukumbo Toyota. If that's what you want, then go to school and work hard in school. You'll get a good job. You understand? Right? But if you want to do great things for Jesus and things that will make your family proud, then don't run away from challenge. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So, don't be easily discouraged and have a mindset that is like, just change it to song. Turn it to joke. You laugh at yourself. You know, you failed in the exam. Laugh. But this guy, you don't get sense. You need help. You understand? Your anger will not make you. Remember, I told you now, if you're a woman, if you want sexy body gym, don't be angry. Anger will not make you have sexy body. If you want sexy body, go to gym. The anger is pointless. All the emotions of, hey, this is that I'm looking at myself. All those emotions are useless. Go to gym. Tap your neighbor, go to gym. Are we together? Tap them again. You know, speaking figuratively, in life, go to gym. Tap them again, say, go to gym. Yeah, go to gym. Don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't turn into a feminist. Go to the gym. You understand? Yeah. Me say, I finally admitted I need to go to gym. So, I've admitted I want to, there's a kind of body I want to have when I'm old. So, you understand? It's not praying to God that will give me that kind of when I'm old. Are we together? It's not prayer. You know, so I finally admitted if I've even searched my HM or gyms in Ojudu, you know. If you see me, don't talk to me. So I've admitted. Are we together? As our life is, don't be wishful. You understand? Don't have hope in God. You know, Nigerians are very superstitious. Okay? And we do, I won't say the second one. I've said the point. But the second one is the word of God. Now, when you read Ephesians, you hear about the word of God, the armor of six. And the last is the sword, word of God. And the way you utilize that armor, prayer. Now, prayer is ultimately effective when it comes from right mind. Hallelujah. Okay? Use prayer when your mind is not right. So, which is what I was speaking about, superstition. A lot of our prayer is superstitious. That's why we produce the kind of results that's to produce. And I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about, okay? You don't pray, oh Lord, I must, those prayers are not the prayers that advance you in life. Are we together? The prayers that advance you in life are the prayers that's God's will. Let me put it to you this way. If God, you see, you're so not the right person for your life. I mean that if God were to come and tell you now that anything you see in life, if God were to come and meet you and say, anything you see in life that, if you ask me for it, I'll give it to you immediately. And you like it. And you say, God, I want this thing. Immediately, it will appear. No delay. You know, if God were to tell you that thing, your life will not be better than somebody that be your will. Your life will be worse than that person. You understand? In fact, in 3 years, you will not be. I put it to you. If you have everything you want, you will leave God. What your eyes see. You understand? You will leave God because your appetite is. Your appetite needs to be tamed. Ordinarily, if you give. You can see five chain. You know. You know the way rappers are now? They are here. You understand? Right? The appetite is meant to be. Okay? Are we together? Yeah. So, if you yourself, you don't know what for yourself like that, that's why you need to submit to God. And you have to say, God, take charge over my life. Enter the driver. Are we together? So, somebody that prays, God, let your will be done over me, would have a better life than somebody that gets. Okay? Yeah. Do you understand? So, you need to pray from the will of God. Yeah, that's why you pray about it. I think it deserves its own listen. But that's the second tip on how to overcome. Huh? What did I say? Prayer. That's how you overcome to be insurmountable. The problem is that we are not praying the will of God. We are praying our will, right? So you must always run away from it. That is wrong. It is pastorally unethical. Huh? It's very unethical. Are we together? It's very, very unethical. Misconduct. If there was something like pastoral license, you deserve. Do you understand? You pray the will of God. You have requests though. If you want, you pray. That's not the main. What we are talking about, advancement in life. You get. It's not new job. New. No. So you pray for the will of God to happen to you. Petitions. You know, things that don't even have to do with your own personal advancement. Pray about it, because in God's, the way God has structured it, as those things advance, you advance. Do you understand? As this church advances, all of you are advancing. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the way God works out his kingdom. That is why, for instance, as you give to, you know, you advance, because the prosperity of God's movement, your life too will be advancing. You get, your life would be advanced. But when you're focused on yourself, you'll be advancing as much. Are we together? So maybe we'll look deeper next week. All right. Are you happy? Yeah. So there's no challenge you can't overcome, okay? It's all just temporary. You understand? One of the things I also like about challenges is that when you go through challenges the right way, you build compassion. You are able to help other people and yourself. Yeah, but you need to go, okay? So don't run away from challenges. If you don't have money, there's no, don't run away. Don't, that's why I keep telling you, look, don't try and hide anything. Nobody should be hiding anything from it. What I mean, don't hide your life. If people want to come and visit you, for instance, don't say that's Satan. Satan has won. Satan has won the battle. Together. Huh? Are we together? Satan has won the battle already. If that's how you are saying to you, and you know, the only thing you have is pure water, you're not feeling sad. Joyfully serve people pure water. Man. If they don't take it, they are lost. Are we together? I'm going to borrow money from Pampe to buy Coke to impress. You don't want church members to say you don't have money. You understand? Those are the battles of life. Oh. Those are the real battles of life, not demon. Those are the real battles of life. Eh? Your mind. It's, okay, your courage. You understand? Be courageous. Many people are. No courage. Muster courage. No, Christians don't even know that they need to muster courage. If a Christian gets somewhere and the thing is not there, they will say the anointing is not there. Eh? No mustering of courage. You understand? Preach to people. You can't muster courage. I'm tamarind. You still be preaching. That's good. That's good. Went to preach today. Deji was tamarind. I was here. Understand? Preach. Even though you are stammering, still be talking. Maturate. Yeah. Don't give up. Huh? Are we together? Are we together? Don't say it's not for me. God is using me for others. For you'll just be doing anyhow. It's better you go through something, somebody that doesn't go through the thing at all. So, some of you in your life, you have never spoken to a girl before. Even though you're in church, you use it as an opportunity to go and talk to a girl. Are we together? Even though in church, you know, at least, you know, there's no girl in this church, you say, ah, what pastor can I preach? You know, but you still be doing men's fellowship. Within men's fellowship, you can't have courage. Amen. You think it doesn't matter? These are the battles of life. These are the real battles. You can't muster courage to talk to a woman. You know. Amen. All right, let's rise up. Let's close the service. So overcome your challenges, Abby. Abby.
Yes, sir.
God said I should tell you this thing, so that nobody will say they were not told. And those who have not.